Hey guys, this is Ralph Macchio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is William Zabka. You're listening to Cobra Kai Companion, the podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Cobra Kai Companion, and I'm Peter. Over there in not two, but three parts is Watch Party. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, season six.
Season six is upon us, you guys. Nearing the wrapping up of at least local production. We'll get into it for sure. But also, we are here to discuss the Cobra Kai Season 6 date announcement, teaser trailer from Netflix, and also eight brand new images. And I'll have an Entertainment Weekly article from friend of the show, Kristen Baldwin, as a point of reference for those images. Watch Party, how you been, sir? It's been a good at least couple of weeks here since the big news.
A little overwhelmed, busy, you know, excited, too, definitely. A lot has come down the pike here, and it's looking like a bright future.
Yeah, I would say that, absolutely. I'm kind of coming in through all of this quasi-fresh. I don't know if that's even the right word, quasi-semi-fresh. But when the news dropped, it was not a very good 12 hours for me, to say the least. And so I didn't get a chance to really look through the pictures thoroughly, nor really consume the teaser that came out. I have since seen, like, you know, screenshots shared. I couldn't tell you if it was an actual screenshot or a photo from Curtis, Curtis Bonds Baker. So this is going to be, it's still going to be kind of fresh for me. And at this point, the fandom has been enjoying seeing such content. Watch Party, there's rejoicing in the fandom, as you said in one of your videos. where do you want to start? Because you kind of had a better pulse on what's been going on the last couple of weeks than I have.
I mean, I think the first really big news, I think that really took everyone else by storm anyway, you know, was the announcement, 15 episodes. Right. They did confirm. Now, if you watch my channel, I first mentioned it a year ago, but if you didn't, or for whatever, you didn't believe me, there you go. We have it confirmed. They put it right up front, and like their original tweet, even biggest season ever, 15 episodes divided into three parts, first July 18th.
That's right. That's right around the corner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's what, shy of 2 months at this point, or depending when you guys hear this, really. And then this part two comes out on Thanksgiving Day later on this year.
November 28th, I think it is. Yeah.
Correct. Yep. Specifically. And then they have not decided on an actual date yet for the 2025 release. And I know there's other people out there thinking, well, you know, the first two is about 4 months apart. It's not unreasonable to think, you know, another 4 months, but we'll see.
I think it'll be faster or sooner, even closer to New Year's. I think it'll be a shorter turnaround for part three.
And do you have any other references, like maybe a Stranger Things, when they released, you know, their second part, like how long are the turnarounds usually?
What Stranger Things did for season four, they split it into two parts, and they were about 4 to 6 weeks apart. I think it was like a little over a month. Normally I think they keep it closer like that, 1 to 2 months. The 4 month gap between parts one and two, I believe, is kind of unusual for Netflix, but I think it's doing a few things. First off, you know, they can get it out sooner. Because originally people were thinking maybe only two parts, it would be 10 episodes. Then we wouldn't get anything until November. But I also think the writer's strike delayed things. So there's holes in their schedule, and they're using this to kind of fill some of those holes, obviously. But I think this part three will be done, you know, by early next year. I think it'll be ready to go. So I don't think, you know, this gap, they can finish parts two and three through most of it and then be ready to go for part three. So.
Okay. Yeah. Really exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. The reason, well, I mean, there's many reasons to bring that up because that's, again, that's just really exciting. But I recently reached out to Amy because she tweeted something about, you know, the three parts that like I hadn't even considered or at least, you know, again, I haven't had my pulse on the Phantom as of late, but she's like the first person to kind of make the point that I saw. But it was, you know, like three parts. Like, yeah, it's, well, Netflix is the first time. And I know people were kind of questioning that, like, it's just going to be like a new trend. I do wonder, and I think to like a point that Amy made was that, you know, there was a writer's strike, right? So a lot of things mm-hmm. have stopped production and things slowed down. So like the holes that you're talking about, you know, mm-hmm. I think that kind of, that makes a lot of sense as to what that was.
Yeah.
So let's move on to what we saw today, I think it was, right? Sholo's story, was that yesterday?
I think that was yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to kind of share what that was?
I think he just put a shot of the training room, I think it was, and, you know, just said something like final days.
Yeah.
Which hit some people in the feels, as they say.
Yeah. Is this about on target for what you recall in terms of them wrapping up?
Wrapping up what?
Production. Like how close are we?
I don't know. I mean, my thinking is, you know, even if they're, I don't, you know, we don't know how long the last episode or two are going to be. I mean, I've speculated at least the last episode may run a little bit longer. You would think, just, you know, to wrap everything up, you know, so, and I don't know if they're on episode 14 or 15, I think they're done with 13. You know, so like my thinking was, you know, they could be going into the last episode or the last two episodes and you know, so they may have like another 4 or 5 weeks left of shooting. It's just the last episode. So it is like final days, but it still could be another 4 weeks. You know, or depending on when and where they're shooting the fight scenes. So like he was at the training thing. So maybe they're going to shoot the fights first. I'm assuming there's fights, you know, spoiler, okay. they'll shoot the fights first. So it's like, I know there's a training, but then they'll have more shooting after that. So I don't know. I mean, we've been speculating that they're probably going at least till June, maybe even mid June. So, I mean, I don't know, you know, if they're done in 2 weeks at the end of this month or the beginning of next month, well, that also tells us a little bit about the length of the stuff, if they're going a little bit longer. But as you also made a good point, they may be doing some shooting on the road too, after they finish Atlanta. So,
yeah, I guess I hadn't, I didn't know whereabouts, how many episodes they might be in. So you saying 13, that's the first time I've heard it. And so that does make a lot of sense if you guys follow certain actors or crew members. Well, maybe not so crew members right now, but some of the cast been posting like their characters have wrapped. So that's pretty much it for them. And
yes, they will not there was one kid. Can we mention?
Sure, I think she would have a
problem. Alicia Hannah Kim that mm-hmm. had posted a few days ago that she wrapped for the show.
Right.
You know, so obviously the theory there is after Cobra Kai wins the Sekai Tai Kai, she's expanding the dojo through Asia. You know, she is from South Korea. So that mm-hmm. makes sense, actually.
That makes a lot of sense. And then she's going to go off and start off her own spinoff.
Right, right. Exactly. So it follows. The logic follows. So
it really does. So that means that if there's a wedding in the last two episodes, her character is more than likely not going to be in attendance. Is what it sounds like.
That's true.
Yeah. So when I started seeing some of those pop up, I was like, oh man, what episode are they on? I thought it was a little premature, but I guess, you know, we're kind of almost there, and life really passes you by, I guess, if you haven't been paying attention. Just looking over my notes. So even with Shoto saying like the last days, that is so vague, right? Like, I think a lot of people are going to immediately go, okay, this is the last days and it's over. But he could also mean like this is the last days with some of his cast members, you know, ones that
the fight trainers and stuff like that, yeah. Especially, yeah, like that's absolutely. Why I mean they could have 6 more weeks of shooting left. We'll see. I mean, I don't know that, of course, but we'll just see.
It's a pretty vague post, but it's you're right. Okay, so we got the three-parter out of the way. We talked about, some people wrapping up. Before we get into the date announcement teaser, anything else you could think of? And I think we can go through the pictures after the teaser as well.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so at this point, I think that's it for the house cleaning. I have shared my screen with the video here with Watch Party. So I don't typically do this during the recording, so I'm not sure if you guys will hear the audio. So apologies if it's playing while I'm also kind of reacting to this seemingly for the first time.
This is your first watch through of the trailer.
Pretty much. Right? Yeah. 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 Absolutely. So let me get it queued up. I don't know if anybody is going to.
This tab or the other tab?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm going to do it from this tab, I guess, hold on. I forgot that I enlarged it over here. So I tapped over to YouTube, which makes no difference to you guys. And I have it all the way at 00. And I will count to three if anybody is at home that wants to watch along with me just for refreshers. So on go, I'm going to count down 3, 2,
live reactor.
Go. All right, Miyagi-Do, Sign, Tori, and Sam. Okay, so some stuff going on in the backyard. Little reminder, ready. These guys had a rivalry. First movie, okay, seeing Chosen and Johnny fight. Anton. Okay, a lot of the screenshots I've seen. So fight with the guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chosen, yep. Sato's. Yeah. That's so quick. That's such a quick 40. Is that 40? 35 seconds, roughly. Man, that went all too quick for me to react. I guess the quote unquote proper way is to kind of stop and go, right? But I like to play it all the way through and try to. I guess you guys can even see my face. Literally, guys, I don't do that very often. All right, so let's go all the way back and discuss. Okay, first thoughts. It's enough to get you excited. It shows sequences with characters in them together that maybe you expected, but it's like, okay, well, here, this is proof. You know, like some of the theories have ended. And we are able to, hold on, do I have to play this damn?
Click back. You want to click back. It moved on to the next video.
Okay. So let's see here.
Click back.
Okay,
there we go.
Yep, yep. Love the smell of karate. I thought I had logged into my premium account, which I can. Can I still go frame by frame? Let's see.
Yeah, you should still be able to go.
Okay, there we go.
You're fine. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, it does excite me. They don't show you anybody new. The biggest thought I have coming out of that, you know, would I don't know. There's two. So Chosen. Being able to, you know, like apparently, you know, this log attacks Chosen, you know, and Chosen karate chops it in half. You know, Miyagi probably could have done the same thing.
This is some no mercy on that. Yeah, we finally see some no mercy Miyagi-Do against the tree.
The tree finally hit back for somebody to strike against it and break it. So that was one. And then the other one is Kreese and Sensei Kim in the same scene. Right. And I guess
it's not clear actually in the trailer that's actually they're together in that scene. I actually think it's two different shots. I think because you'll see when we get to it, but in the photo, which I'm sure you've seen, they're together.
Okay, I'm mixing it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So do you have any questions for me before we kind of go through the frames real quick?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how badass?
The teaser, let's see. this is really hard because like I'm still not on like you know, I'm still carrying a lot of emotional baggage right now. For those that know, you guys know, you know, and so it won't be anywhere near 10, sadly, but it is exciting. I will put it at a 7, you know,
seven. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Because like these are all characters that I expected to see, and nothing made me go like, holy shit, right? There's no Chosen flipping Daniel over, grabs a sai and like stabs it into the ground, right? Like there's, you're just like, wait, what is that about? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of like kind of early training montage sequences that were thrown into this teaser. And I think the biggest, you know, characters that let us believe that they're going to be sharing a sequence together, maybe early on in the season, is going to be Kim and Kreese. And then again, I'm kind of jumping ahead here and thinking about some of the stills that we saw that didn't make it into the teaser with like a returning character from season 3, for example, or 4 even, you know. So we'll get into it. But yeah, I'll say a 7 out of 10 in terms of the teaser excitement. But I bet you the first trailer will have me like shitting all types of bricks. So
that sounds painful.
Yeah, hopefully they're small bricks, you know, like Legos, Lego bricks.
Oh, okay.
There we go. All right, so here we go. A reveal of Hawk's blue mohawk for season 6 here. A bright blue-ish, right?
Yeah, it's sort of what he had at the end of 5 and okay. At the very end, yeah.
I'd have to do a side-by-side. I felt 5 was a little bit...
It was smaller. It's a little bit, it's grown now, but I think it's the same color. Yeah.
Which also, by the way, I did binge season 5 in 2 days, like last week or maybe over the weekend at this point. So that was nice. And there was a lot of like, you know, kind of like newish thoughts that I had just kind of rewatching things, you know, for like memes and posts or whatever. That was it. But it was just, that was a joy. That got me excited again, you know. And so maybe that was a nice kind of tee up to the teasers and the things coming on. So this one is interesting. The what I have framed here in front of us, or facing the camera, the POV, we had from left to right, Dimitri, Robbie, Hawk, and Miguel. They're doing, let's see here. Okay, so they're just doing kind of like front kicks is what it appears like. But I do wonder what's going on in the background. Well, there's 3 characters that are just kind of, you know, greeting each other while a few are, you know, practicing. So there's some that look like they're taking a break and some that are actually training. Yeah. Right. You know, do you have any thoughts on that? So also, I have not checked your breakdown, but I did watch your Julie video. We'll talk about that at the end. And I haven't heard anybody else's thoughts on this.
I think it's like a real first time getting to see the 4 of them training together. You know, it's just they're at Miyagi-Do. They're in their street clothes, which, you know, we'll get into because it switches. So, I mean, just a late training session. It's our guys.
Right. I'm not seeing any faces that are unfamiliar from, you know, past scenes, you know, with the Miyagi-Do students, nor in like still photos with some of the background extras. So that's kind of all my observations for this. It does look like,
you know, what's interesting is something like, I guess I've like some, I don't know if it, Robbie and Miguel are in the back. Actually, if you look at kind of how they're lined up, and Dimitri and Hawk are slightly in front.
Right. Yep.
Not sure if that means anything. It's just, you know, how they framed the shot. I don't know. All right. That's something.
Right.
Or is it like Hawk is leading this one? I don't know.
Or they could have started facing the other way too. You know, if you want to look at it that way.
That's what I thought. Like, it's they're going one way, then they turn around. You do that in forms and kata and such like that. So definitely that can be part of it.
Yeah, I feel the only one that hasn't aged as much as the others. And when I say aged, like, not by much. You know, they still look really, really young. But Miguel, you know, like, you know, he's like filled out his body a little bit, obviously, since season one. Yeah. But look at Johnny, you know, looking like a man. And Tanner, you know, like Tanner looking less like a baby faced boy. You know, he's looking like a young man himself. And Jacob, it's mm-hmm. wild, you guys. This is the last and, you know, final season. We're going to see them as mm-hmm. these characters for a while, you know, maybe 35 years. So we cut to, let's see here, left to right. We got Dimitri, Hawk, Tyler, and Miguel in a, it looks like a possibly a night sequence. It is indoors.
I'll show you later. It's definitely a fraternity. They're at a fraternity here. There's Greek letters in another shot.
Got it. And this is their party room or something.
Something like that. Yeah. Billiards? Something like that. Yeah.
Let me see what. Okay, so that's a bottle opener to the left of Dimitri. So there's something definitely that goes on in this room.
It definitely looks like they're drinking or, you know, something like that.
Is this where this is boys seeing women of sorts? I don't know.
I honestly, I think they're cheering. I think it's like beer pong, some sort of drinking game, some, you know, something like that they won, or, you know, the other team made a blunder or something like that.
Right. This reminds me of like the season five images where we see Robbie and Johnny excited, you know, but it was at the pepper eating contest. You're just like, what are they excited about? Did somebody place a bet? You know, that is the same conversation. we'll probably see it again here, but just real quick, at the top, one of the signs here looks like the back of somebody with a hooked nose. Does that look more Greek in later photo or frame rather? Or is that like
I don't really know what that is. Okay. I thought someone thought it was about something about the location of where they are, but I'm not sure.
I wonder if that's supposed to be like a Hawkman of sorts, you know? The hawk is,
I don't know.
The hawk would have a hooked nose. Okay.
I'm not sure.
So we got the next frame after some text. We have Daniel in front of Chosen. At least it appears to be Chosen. And then in the... Huh? Oh, I did the thing again where I keep going too far.
Yeah.
Okay, I hate doing that, guys. Okay, so let's do this again. End of an error. No, end of legacy. Okay, see? So I completely missed the flashback to season one again. Or not season one, the first part of
the movie, yeah.
Yeah, where Johnny lunges at John, or Daniel did the kick. And then we got the two bowing to each other time. In the back of Miyagi-Do. So I guess the contrast from when they were rivals to now, bowing to each other as senseis. Mm-hmm. I feel both still looking good. Daniel in, would you say his traditional like navy and green, you know, dark green, like forest green, right? He didn't, because in season five he wore the tracksuit that color, wasn't, or was that Chosen? Was the Chosen actually wearing that color? What's Daniel wearing?
Oh. That
this Sekai episode, I forgot what colors he wore. I just watched the episode too, but it was definitely Chosen that actually had it, because I remember it was like Seahawk colors. Mm-hmm. What was Johnny wearing? So he's wearing the baseball, you know, two tone maroon with the white and a gray hoodie, it looks like. Looking great, guys. Okay, and then fast forward to Tori. Mm-hmm. And Sam in the back of Miyagi-Do wearing white geese.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You skipped Tori and Sam at the beginning.
Was there another one of them in the beginning?
Yeah, but they were before the guys.
Oh, okay.
See, it's like the first shot after the Miyagi-Do. Go back.
Further. There we go.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So immediately after the Miyagi-Do sign, The next frame is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here they are. Yeah.
Right. So it's Tori and Sam on the same platform, or at least standing next to each other. They're all wearing white belts. Okay. So
they're in their gis. Yeah.
They're in their gis wearing white belts.
It is a Miyagi-Do gi because the back logo is there.
Okay. I'm trying to look at Edwin's, but does it look exactly like the bonsai from Miyagi-Do, or is it altered as a combined logo? Do you get my question?
To me, it looked like the same bonsai. I think I compared it to season 3, episode 8. They're wearing the gis, and I thought it was the same.
Okay.
It is different than what they wore in the tournament, because in the tournament, they have the little, like, you know, the blue from his headband on the side.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. They don't have that. So it is a different training gi than what they wore in the tournament.
Now, I'm focused in on Sam's right shoulder right now. There is, does that look like that can come off sleeveless? Does that pull off, do you think?
No.
Do you see what I'm looking at? Can you see my cursor right here?
No, that's just how the gi's made.
The stitching looks odd right there, though. You know what I mean? It almost looks like you can
it's like pull this meant off. For like flexibility, I think.
Okay. Because usually I feel like the arm is like completely one piece. To have it cut off just below the shoulder a little bit, that's really interesting. So maybe people, if you guys have like any insight on gis and maybe why the stitching looks unusual to me. I don't know, you know. Maybe there's a secret.
For their guns, they're all pumping weights.
Or maybe, like, I guess in comparison to Tori, from this angle, it almost looks like just like a really hard crease, but still, the stitching looks a little off to me. Just very unique. Thoughts as to why we're starting them from white belt? Is it because now it's the combined dojo? Or
I think that's just how they train. When they're training, they're the white belts. You know, when they go to the tournament, they'll be black belt. You know,
maybe like
if you have to, you got to steal a black belt off the guy taking the name.
That's right. Also, I feel perhaps that you know, while they're training, there's no, you know, if we have mixed belts in there, training, like, you guys are all seen as equal, but equal levels. You guys are all going to learn the same thing, right? There's really no tiers. I feel.
It would be visually confusing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Again, I keep missing stuff. So one thing that I missed earlier
Daniel and Amanda. Yeah.
Daniel and Amanda, you know, no Ron in the back this time, offering him lemonade. This time he smells karate in the afternoon. Well, there was a similar line like that, right? From season 5, the smell, or am I just mixing that with something else? This is almost like, you know, the smell of napalm in the morning, right?
Right. It's a vague reference, or at least, you know, tonal. I feel like they said similar to that.
I feel like you guys said something like that before, but okay. Both looking great still as well, those two, the LaRussos. Okay, so the Johnny kicking. Okay, so it was part of like the right after the bow, I guess. Where is Johnny's kick? Okay, I must have really jumped ahead earlier. So now we're back to Sam and Tori, right? Aha. So Sam and Tori,
there you go.
Talking to each other. Now, it almost looks like Sam might have said something and Tori takes exception to it just in this 10-second frame right here. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I feel like it's more like I got the impression they're fighting, like it's a sparring, practice, training, whatever. Or something else, but yeah, they're definitely like squaring off, but like, I mean, it's at the dojo, so it's presumably part of their training for whatever reason. Maybe they're just training for the Sakai Taikai, like you do fight, you know, demo for the class or something or whatever, and it's like the first time they're fighting, but not as enemies, but they're still fighting, you know?
Okay, so this part,
I like this. Yeah,
I like this as well. But I feel like during the live watch, if you guys want to call it that, I don't even remember seeing. You know, I was trying to react. You know, and everything was coming so quickly. Yeah. I forgot that this was in here. this excites me. This brings it up to an 8 out of 10.
All right. We took it up a notch.
we took it up a point just for not only Johnny in the Eagle Fang Gi again, the return to Eagle Fang Gi, but him going up against Chosen on the sparring deck. So,
Daniel is the referee. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. I tried making a graphic, inserting Daniel into the Karate Kid 1, Daniel versus Johnny in the final fight. But I was just like, there was a couple of things with it. First off, it looked weird, you know, because it's both Daniel and Daniel, right? Old Daniel and young Daniel. But then I was replacing Pat Johnson, which didn't sit right with me. And then I was going to put Pat Johnson in this sequence, but then I'm like, no, upcoming Daniel, I kind of want them both in there. So I just scrapped the idea. but I like this. I'm trying to not jump ahead, but the stance that Chosen goes into, it kind of reminds me, okay, he's almost immediately going in for like a block, because I thought he was going to go into like a Muay Thai fighting stance a little bit, where almost your forearms are a little bit more up, right? That's what I was thinking. But then the next shot, that may be not the actual order of the sequence.
Right,
Yeah. So I'm really trying to kind of overanalyze this a little bit, which I'm not trying to do. But the read on Daniel's face, there's a little bit, almost a little bit more of a focus on Johnny's, as if like, did Johnny say something to kind of provoke this, you know, okay, well, let's settle it on the mat then. Do you think?
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. Like, what is the purpose of this? Are they demonstrating for the students? Is it somehow related to the Sekai Taikai? Like, they got to figure something out. Like, what are the fighting sparring rules for the Sekai Taikai? Why are they doing this? I don't know. I mean, I have further theories. Is there something like, you know, do they need a male sensei to do something, and they're trying to determine which one of them will be the one to do that in the Sekai Taikai? Like, is it their own little elimination thing? I don't know.
Right. I would say if I don't know if this is out there, but I think a hard no would be like, this would be a deciding factor to like the dojo name. I don't think this would be it, like over a sparring match. You know, like, I think it has to be something where they unanimously agree that's the one. You know,
right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be, because then, you know, let's entertain the idea of them going with Miyagi-Do. Then, like, the Johnny Cobra Kai fans, you know, they're gonna feel some type of way about that, right? Like, it has to be something that they're all okay with. That's just my opinion. So I do like this next shot where Johnny does go for the kick. It might be the framing, you know, where it's the upper body. I feel most times, and they're probably going to zoom back out and give us like the full, you know, like Johnny, what is it? Is it a jump kick or? Okay. So it does look like just like a front kick. But I like how he kind of like, we get the upper torso of it, like a zoom in on his reaction, rather than just like, you know, like a full body. So I kind of like that. Chosen blocks it. Looks like very powerful for the impact Chosen takes. And then we're back to...
now we're back to the frat. Yeah.
Back to the frat house. Okay. Yeah,
with Tyler there. So you think they're cool with Tyler now?
Okay, so let's think about where he was. So the last thing I remember Kyler talking about was saying how, you know, like the karate stuff, it was getting a little cultish and people would call him somewhat of a hero. I remember that's what I said.
Right.
I saw
he
him
took
last.
Credit for everything at the very
he
end.
He did take credit for everything. Yeah. So let's see. Hawk, Dimitri. Yeah. It would be interesting to see how did we get here. Now, if they, you know, did they show up together? Did Kyler come on his own and run into them, you know, and they're familiar faces. So now they're together. So a lot of questions here. Do you have any thoughts yet? Or do you want to wait to see like a specific frame of this sequence? Cause right now I'm still not seeing would you say the Greek letters, right?
Oh yeah. It's in a later shot.
Okay. But, okay, so I'll just keep going then. I'll keep going.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes. So 15 episodes.
15 episodes, yeah.
Hashtag Hayden was wrong or something. What are the hashtags?
Yeah, you would think Hayden would know. Jeez.
Well, clearly, he changed his mind after he saw your video, right?
That makes sense. I think
he goes to you for answers sometimes.
He does.
Okay. Ooh, okay. So this is a I don't know what this is. It's a pitching, a baseball batting cage.
Yeah,
right?
batting cage. It's okay. Definitely a batting cage. Okay. Yeah.
So it's a batting cage, and we have, there's a couple people on the ground, but from what I've seen, we have Kenny, Miguel, mm-hmm. Sean, and Robbie, right?
Yeah, Sean's the one in the back, and Robbie's the closer one. They're the two on the ground.
So, I do wonder, why does Miguel have his shirt tucked in with no belt? But having a belt, I'm not a big fan of that look.
People have talked about his outfit. I haven't. You're the first one to mention his belt.
He's not wearing a belt. It's $398 at JCPenney. You know,
That's a good point. I mean,
he's not wearing a belt.
He spent all his money on Sam's jewelry,
right? $182, right?
She has something like that.
See, so some details are a little fresh in my mind just from binging it recently. Okay, so we'll get to those guys in the batting cage. Let's look at the extras real quick. Far left, I'm unable to make out who the first three characters. I can't really quite make out. The second one might be Chance, and I'm forgetting his character's name. I'm thinking of his character's name, but I'm gonna try to tell you whether or not I know the actor's name and their character's name. Xander mm-hmm. Serrano is fourth there with a baseball cap. He plays Dirk, and then number five is Big Red and Little Red next to him. So we got the returns of
the Ginger Twins,
right? The Ginger Twins, but I got their names during the interview. That after season five, but I'm blanking on their names.
Oh,
we did learn their names, but Big Red, Little Red. I cannot tell who's to the right of Little Red. Can you make it out?
Hard to see in that. I thought it was mostly some other extras, like for the scene.
Is that Nate? Do you think it's Nate? Maybe.
No, his hair is shorter on the sides. I don't think Nate's hair is.
You're right. Okay, it might be the other Asian kid that's in Eagle Fang Miyagi-Do, right? He's a lot taller, but he might be standing behind Little Red. That makes him look a little bit closer in height, because the one I'm thinking of is like almost Khalil's height, I feel. Who's the one in the green? That's not Mitch, is it?
No. Some people think that's Miguel, actually. It's just, I don't know.
Maybe is that Anthony? Is he too big to be Anthony?
No, it doesn't look like Anthony, yeah. That's why like some of them, I thought they were just extras in the scene.
And I know it's hard to tell, but the one at the very end kind of looks like Phoebe, who plays Charlotte, who was a former Cobra Kai student. So that's who mm-hmm. I think. And it kind of looks like Nate still. Like maybe Nate got a haircut. Like the way he's staring.
I guess I could throw it out as a possibility, obviously. It is hard to make out through the cage and everything.
Yeah, because it does look like this is Miyagi-Do. Okay, so here's another angle. Okay, those are people I can't even really make out. Is the one? Do you think the one behind, like on the far left in the black pants, could that be Dimitri?
No, I don't think that's Dimitri.
No, you don't think that's Dimitri?
Yeah, the way he's standing, I don't think that's him. I don't think his hair looks right.
There's definitely a couple there that's holding. Are they holding hands in the far right there? So this just must be like passerbys, you know. Okay. So I don't think they're related to the group, but who knows? We don't know where that's at. Is this another dojo? Hard to say, right? Really, where any of this is. Before we get to the next frame, do you have any thoughts on like how many episodes of this might be? The first two?
I think that baseball thing, I think, could even be episode one.
Okay.
I think most of it's like the first two episodes. Some of the stuff with the geese, I think, could be 3, 4, or 5. Stop right there. The Greek letters are on the left. You can see it.
I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a bar.
Yeah. Or at least something that has a bar in there, you know.
Still be a bar. And because, you know, like think about college towns, right? There's probably bars that support their local, you know, college, right? And we'll probably have this, it's a fraternity. Do bars, would they be promoting fraternities as well, possibly? So I think that's probably, you're probably right. It's probably inside the fraternity with a bar. Yeah.
I think it's a party
hosted by the fraternity.
I thought they were in a frat house, maybe like the basement of the frat house has like this. Okay. This is like the basement of a frat house.
Which even behind,
possible, I guess.
Behind, so we're watching Hawk like jump knee doing like a guile move, flying knee or tiger knee like Sagat. But anyway, yeah, in the background there, it is a bar with like, you know, but still it could be anywhere. I'm trying to get anything here. Okay, so that looks, is that a feather in one's head in that sign that I was pointing out earlier?
Oh yeah. It's weird because it's like back.
There's a lot of things.
Maybe I'll try to look it up if I get time, but yeah, it's just an odd, like the sign sausage on a stick. It's like whatever weird stuff you would find in a frat house is the way I just think of it. Like, you know, cups, you see there, get cups on that pillar, you know.
I was about to ask, like, why is that,
like, maybe it's like part of the game they were playing, I don't know, or something.
No,
like,
would you think that's chest level or eye level?
Face level. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that. So skipping through, Miguel,
but obviously there's a fight here. Obviously
there's a fight. Yep.
You see Kyler's fighting with them too. Yeah
so they're almost technically egg with no egg in the center. You know, we don't see Dimitri. I would say he's probably got his back behind. They probably got into the egg position to protect the egg. We'll see. Because, you know, it would be cool to see them not kind of practice like these moves that we're familiar with and just execute them during fights, right? And then we'll be like, hey, that's that thing that we saw in season 5. Hey, that's the one from season 2. You know, like we don't have to be reminded that they practice this at different dojos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Part 2, November 8th. All right, Chosen goes for the big karate chop, hits the log or cuts the log in half for staring at him the wrong way. And then Daniel reacts, holy shit, or something, impressed. So what do you think this is? First off, any ideas where this is taking place? Is this at Miyagi-Do?
I think it's Miyagi-Do. Like, yeah, I think it's Miyagi-Do.
Okay. Actually,
I think the shot with Daniel, you can kind of make out the fence behind him, I think.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's kind of the fence there, isn't it? With the trees.
Now, would you have any ideas as to why we're being shown, or why do you think Chosen's chopping that log, other than like a nod to season or ready to get two?
I mean, since I assume any training is associated with the Sekai Taikai, it's something for the Sekai Taikai again. It's not like Chosen is trying to prove himself to Daniel. so maybe there's some more board breaking. I mean, which is reasonable. The All Valley in season 4 even had board breaking and they were all doing that. So something, you know, more impressive and a bigger version of that. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And maybe I would like to see a bit of a dojo measuring contest at this sequence, you know, where Daniel brings out like 6 blocks of ice, be like, Chosen, do you remember this? And be like, you know, that's for teenagers, you know, how about this? And then have the log. It chopped that, and Daniel wasn't ready for it because he's been practicing with a bunch of ice blocks. That'd be kind of fun. But I'm not taking anything from Daniel's expression. I was truly wondering. So now we cut to an evening sequence. Sensei Kim is standing by a torch, perhaps, and looks behind her. Now, this is why you probably think this is, or at least right here, it's two sequences, right? Because there's no flames near.
Yeah, the lighting, you definitely see the lighting is different. Kim seems to be in her a new gi or the other gi. And Kreese is clearly in his, you know, street clothes with the cigar.
Right. So there's still a chance that this is Kim that he sees, but they're not in the same sequence.
Yeah.
Because you feel it's probably too early. Okay. Have you had a thought as to when you think we'll see Terry Silver again? I don't know if you said this yet.
I've said maybe part two. I've suggested he could be the tease at the end of part five. You know, episode five. I mean, because we certainly know there's going to be some sort of cliffhanger, right? For each part here, and so I thought maybe he's like the tease at the end of episode five.
Traditionally,
Jonathan Smith. By the way, if you want to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yes, you, in your video, actually, was that part of your announcement? Maybe I did watch it because you did use that clip from my interview with MJS.
Oh yeah. But that was a different clip
video.
This was just, I saw the writers of the different episodes,
and they
mixed it up a little bit. So,
interesting. Yeah,
he's writing episode five because we knew Bob Dearden was writing episode one. We've known that for over a year now. You know, and Dearden had previously written five, but, they switched it up. So MJS is writing five. He wrote five.
Okay.
It's only one episode because he has another show. He could only write one episode this season, so it will be awesome. But
bummer, but hey, we get him in the final season. So that's really good. I believe it was in my first interview with John Josh and Hayden. They do discuss, like, you know, episode five being that mid-season cliffhanger because they didn't know how they were going to drop in what format initially with season one. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if they were able to do it weekly or whatever, season five or episode five would have been the mid-season, then they come back for episode six. That's why episode five has always ended very strongly to pull you back in for that second half. And so this is going to be cool because now we're going to have three episode fives. And so looking forward to each one of those. Cobra Kai is back, Kreese says, as he is lighting up that good cigar. Now, don't know if this is the same group that we saw earlier. Okay, so I'm doing the thing where I'm mixing up the photos and, you know, frames.
The trailer,
from this.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because in this frame right now where we're focusing on Robbie and Tori, you can see Edwin in the background. And what I don't remember seeing was Una, who plays Devin. So again, we're gonna be going over those pictures in a little bit. I don't even remember if we see her in that, so that would be a good mental note to kind of take as we move through the scene.
I think that's Una's only look in the trailer, actually, right there. And now now another shot. You got Kenny there.
Got Kenny, and then you got Charlotte right behind Robbie and Miguel. Mm-hmm. And then to the right of Miguel is Gianna. That's the name of the actress. I don't think I know her character name, but you know, a lot of these characters have names based off of like the All Valley, right? That's where a lot of them got their names on their D's. So that was the last look to Robbie. Mm-hmm. Robbie and Miguel look at each other. Now,
worried. It's like they're all looking around worried.
Exactly. I was about to kind of say that when it cuts from Tori to focus in on Robbie and Miguel, they were definitely delivered some news that nobody knows how to react, really.
My theory was maybe Terry Silver walked in again, or you know, Silver's back or something. bad guy.
Yeah. And I wonder, I mean, it's definitely enough where everyone's concerned. Who do you think some of the other people are looking to? Are these, you know, it could even be something where people are picked like captains or something, right? And weren't told. There's a lot of eyes floating around. Because I wonder, is somebody being named? Because even if it was like a Terry Silver walking in there, why is everyone looking at each other's reactions,
well,
right?
Yeah, okay, so in this frame, Miguel's looking over to Robbie, but then the three in the background are looking past in that direction. So I don't know. I just got the impression they're just all kind of looking at each other back and forth.
They are. Yeah, okay, that is really weird. Okay, so we'll any other frames you want to see real quick to either get my thoughts, or you have any other that I'm gonna go backwards kind of quick here.
We covered most of it. We talked about the frat fight.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny fighting Miguel. We don't know why.
Right. So I guess we can come back to this because I forgot that we briefly skipped over to talk about the people in the background, but Robbie and Sean are on the ground. Did they accidentally both hit each other, or they canceled each other out? It's kind of, or they both got hit by the baseball, got knocked out.
All of those definitely seem to be possible.
I like this this little fight, just because I'm trying to remember. Guys, I've seen Miguel and Johnny and Kenny all have worn that like denim cutoff, right? With the hoodie underneath. I think that's a very common one. I'm going to have to look for a lot of those. But this fight is going to be interesting between Kenny and Miguel, because that's been one that I feel has been teased a little bit more than to kind of give us like a true one-on-one. Am I wrong in that? Like, I'm thinking about like the Sakai sparring matches, and also even at the Cobra Kai dojo, right, where it's the not B squad of Cobra Kai facing up against the Eagle.
Well, Miyagi, I think family. Like Kenny, you know, really hasn't had much with Miguel so far. They really haven't crossed paths, so this is new. I actually have a video coming out. It'll actually, hopefully it'll be out by the time you're listening to this. But like in that video, I'm speculating. So here's the theory in that video. Don't skip the video though. I think maybe some of this started happening, because so they know about the bias ref, and I think Kenny, was really on top for beating Hawk in the qualifier or whatever. And maybe, you know, they're talking, and maybe it even came out that, you know, that ref was biased and, you know, he didn't really beat Hawk. It wasn't a fair fight. But Kenny doesn't like that, cause he thinks, hey, I hit him, you know, I beat him, whether that ref was biased or not. Hawk was out, right? Like, you remember, was out. So it's the bias ref had nothing to do with it, but then no, it still wasn't fair. And I feel like maybe Kenny's pride and maybe Sean's pride for his brother, it got the best of him. And now, and also part of this is now Kenny wants to prove himself by beating the other All Valley champ. No bias ref here. So I think that is part of what's motivating Kenny here.
And I do like the idea of like, hey, throwing them into a cage fight, right? Like there's no refs. You got a couple bats in there, you know, that you possibly could have grabbed, you know, but it's a karate fight. This is exciting. This could have been the karate students, possibly Kenny was removed or has been, you know, removed. And this is like the first episode early on, you know, to kind of maybe bring him back into karate, you know, maybe there's a earning of could one's definitely, respect in yeah, the
could,
sequence.
Could definitely yeah. be the first episode, I think.
Him you know, and Sean.
Two,
just,
two
you
fights
know,
in the first episode, right?
Yeah. Enjoying in the afternoon. You know, like maybe this is the pairing that, you know, we haven't seen together before that John got excited about. You know, a number of things. But yeah. Okay, so you teased that other fight. We'll get to that at the end for sure. All right. So now we're going to get to the 8 images, kind of go over them to kind of wrap up. And again, I'm using the Entertainment Weekly news article from Kristen Baldwin as a reference. And I say that just because I don't know if the order she has it in her article is the same as like the Netflix media and stuff like that. So the first one we have is Daniel refereeing the match here between Chosen and Johnny. So again, earlier I thought that Chosen was kind of going into like a more of a Muay Thai stance. This is obviously before Johnny like throws a kick, and there could be even words exchanged before like anything even really happens. But Daniel's clearly looking at Chosen as if, are you also ready? You know, or are you ready? Because
right,
the reaction we see him looking at Johnny, I read that a little bit differently. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's mostly just the same from the trailer. I think this is just, you know, the set photo of the shot we got. So it's not, you're talking about Chosen stance. I always thought, especially in the trailer too, Johnny was kind of being a little flimsy with his stance. Like he wasn't taking it completely seriously, at least not initially, or playing with Chosen. Like look at his left hand. It's the one, the lower one. Mm-hmm. Actually more towards the right. Like it's not a fist. It's kind of just almost like lazily, it's kind of open. So I don't know. But like it could just be like a particular shot, just that, you know, that frame or something, you know, and we obviously see him throw a tough kick later. So
yeah, I feel it usually is. Like I think this is before anything. So
right.
Before he even gets into like a real fighting stance, even okay, so I think that's it there. Again, I love the look of the Eagle Fang. I even considered, like, I don't think they've really done this yet. Yeah, I don't think they've done it at all, but I thought it would be interesting, and we would need to do some more kind of detective work in terms of comparison from, like, season 5. But I was like, what if this was also maybe something, they're like, oh, well, remember when you guys did this, and it's like a flashback to something we didn't see in season 5. To give us a little bit of exposition, you know? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm kind of asking? Like, what was this around, like, the bad egg? But then doesn't think... Yeah, because Johnny still would have been wearing the Eagle Fang like he does at the Cobra Kai during the qualifier. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of interesting things. So now we cut to the next image of Sensei Kim and Kree standing next to each other wearing the gi that we see Kim in, but... Friesen from the teaser. So daytime, can't make out the trees as to if this is like the same area as where we saw the Kim Sung Young's dojo in the flashbacks.
I suspect it is. I can't say for sure, but I get the vibe that it is. So
who do you think we're looking at?
I think because that's the thing. I think they're at the dojo looking at the students, like trained
students.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not other students by her grandfather who still might be around.
I mean that would all be the same. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, right. Fair. So her students or his students as well, not something separate. Like
correct, it would be then their students.
I guess it's like like Sato and Chosen, right? Like Chosen also studied. Like he was also the student, but also studied with his uncle, right? So kind of like
correct,
that.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I don't know why, because I never really put any thought into it. I always thought like maybe they would have separate dojos, but under like the same umbrella, you know, kind of thing, or maybe even age group. Who knows? So, I was trying to skip a frame here. Okay, the next image we have is the angle, a different angle from what we saw in the teaser. Of Dimitri, Robbie, Hawk, and Miguel. So this one, you could definitely see them standing staggered. And then in the back here, we got Edwin and Little Red talking on one of the platforms. Far left here, I believe in the red, we have, I think it's Joe Suarez, who's one of the background Cobras, or was. And then we have Anthony, right, in this, in the blue track jacket. I feel, and maybe Abe, played by
I think that's
Aiden here in between. Yeah. So Okay, so that's it. Any thoughts on this? This is just another angle. So we've
It's just another angle. There's a couple of those, but yeah, just a good angle. They got a good stance.
Is that a Doctor Who sock that Dimitri's wearing? Does that look like a TARDIS?
It didn't strike me as Doctor Who, but I don't watch Doctor Who, so okay. I don't know.
Blue, right? The TARDIS is blue, not red.
It actually, hold on, I'm zooming in. Kind of looks like, ketchup and mustard. That's what it is. It's ketchup and mustard bottles. Yeah,
of course. Yeah, why not? I didn't realize I could zoom in too. Yeah, that's funny. Is this an Offspring t-shirt worn by Robbie, the band Offspring? I don't know their logo. Not my genre, but okay. I like it. See, next image we got is up close of Devin, Sam, and Tori also on a platform. So we didn't see them in these clothes, in this wardrobe in the teaser, but as you mentioned previously,
right.
This is their street clothes. So possibly after school, an off day, whatever. They did not arrive there the morning of and start training. They, this is their day clothes because this isn't even necessarily workout clothes, right? I feel
right. I do tend to think it's I think more specifically early season, episode one or two. It is different clothes than the picture we got back in January. When we got that first picture of all of them there, that it is different outfits from that. So, if we compare, there's at least two, maybe three training sessions in street clothes, probably early season. I suspect they start wearing the gis getting closer to the Sekai Tekai.
And I'm not one to really comment on hair, but I feel Devin's is really done, as if she had just come from something kind of important. Like I feel
hair and makeup, maybe.
Yeah. Well, a place called Hair and Makeup. It's a new college, perhaps. But it just, in previous episodes of Devin training or whatever, I feel she's always had a ponytail, right? So in the Eagle Fang, in Topanga, all of those.
She always put her hair back,
Right. And I feel the only time she's been had her hair down are street clothes, like the fight in the Cobra Kai dojo in 5-10. Mm-hmm. So very interesting and really nice to see all three back there. Is this the first season that we're seeing Devin in the Miyagi-Do backyard, right? Because season five, she wasn't even Eagle Fang anymore.
Same with Tori, too. I mean, if you don't count the dream fight. Yeah, right. That's not a dream.
That's true.
And this is the first time we have the three of them together here, too. So
there you go.
A little bit in the fight at the end of season five, and when they were in the dojo, they were kind of in the madness, they were kind of together, but certainly training together.
Okay. Let's see. The next image is an up close of Robbie, Miguel, Sean, and Kenny fighting. Mm-hmm. And Sean is, there is some anger behind that punch that he's throwing towards Miguel here. It's kind of a weird angle because his fist completely goes, is Miguel
I do feel like this is a pose for the for the photography. This is not a screenshot, it is a set photo. Are they both missing so badly? I think it's like a pose.
Okay. So nothing else of note really. Turn the wardrobe, we kind of already talked about it. And then the next image I have is, it looks like it's going to be a picture. It's not even a picture. I might have to exit the Zoom here real quick. Not the Zoom thing, but the image. Okay, so after that, we get a close-up of the Miyagi-Do in the backyard. So in this image, we do not see Devin, right? So this is a different lineup too then. Right, because who was?
It's the set photo. I don't know. It is a little odd, but
And
why is she not there?
Right. This could be a run through. If this is also the first episode, and maybe this what we saw in the teaser and what we're seeing in this image could also be two different episode ones, right? Is that a possibility, you think?
I don't think it's episode one.
Okay.
So no, I out of everything, I don't think that's the possibility. It certainly could be two different scenes.
Yeah. And they're all just lining up wherever at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's definitely a different order for sure.
They're looking up, right? Especially like if you look at Sam, Mary there and Tanner.
Who's really short. Yeah, she's short.
Right. Yeah. But they seem to, they're all focused on something possibly up, like, yeah, above them. So, I mean, yeah, it could just be Daniel talking, but
yeah, someone addressing them for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one, I feel a lot of people got some people excited. And when I say people, I mean me. This is inside the LaRusso house. I've been there, obviously. Amanda and Daniel are having breakfast. And hey, Ellie's Chosen is covered up this time. I bet you he's still naked underneath. This is probably post-swim. His hair's not wet.
You know, and that's an open room, so a gentle breeze blows that robe a little.
You know, there could be a little argument for like, well, Chosen, you know, he said he would not go skinny dipping. He didn't say anything about the man sleeps naked too. Maybe we're gonna find that out, that he also sleeps naked. We're gonna get two butt cheeks this time instead of one.
Ah, you heard it here first. One.
No? Hey, there you go. People would prefer two moons, perhaps. No, I don't think that's how it works. Anything else here? Chosen is just, you know, looks like every morning for him, a little cup of tea or coffee, because it's in a mug. It could be hot water too, I don't know. But reading probably the front page.
The paper, yeah. Amanda does look concerned. So, you know, there's a lot of speculation. My theory on this is he's reading that Kreese escaped. So at the end of season five, obviously the cop told them Kreese had died because that's what he believed. And so they probably went home thinking that. But obviously at some point it would get sorted out and it would probably make the news or the newspaper. You know, he didn't die, faked his death and escaped prison. So that was my thought, is what he's seeing, hence eliciting the worried look, at least from Amanda.
I do like that better than her reacting to what he's wearing, because we've seen that already, right?
Yeah,
and everything that they went through in season five, perhaps she's just like, yeah, you know what, whatever. Because, like, you know, she believes that he could be a monster all of that stuff. Like, I think we're past that, and she has now accepted him as who he is, and that's how it should be. So taking a look at the print here, it does, it looks, I don't know. I mean, they could be like a bonsai cherry blossom type here. It's two-tone, mainly two-tone. It's really three-tone, maybe even four, but I like the design, and I'll say that. I don't have any other observations of it. Okay, so I believe it's just the last one here. Perhaps a baby shower. This image is inside the Diaz's house. This is the Diaz's house.
Diaz, yeah.
Yeah. So in this picture, in the far background, we got Robbie leaning up against the couch. It appears Yaya is at the kitchen counter. I can't tell what else she's doing. But what we're seeing is Johnny presenting Carmen with a Eagle Fang onesie. So... looks really awesome. She's excited very about cute. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very cute. She's happy. We're all happy. Very wholesome. Any other observations? There's
I like that you said it was a baby shower. I didn't think that. It doesn't look like a party to me. It just looks like maybe Johnny and Robbie came over. They're coming over for dinner or something. Actually, you see some paper bags back between them, like they came from the store or something.
That's why I went with baby shower, but I like the idea of they all just came back from shopping.
To me, it's more like the family is actually kind of getting together. You know, Robbie's just kind of over now. Like, he can just kind of come over. You know, that's quite a move, you know. And it was funny. I did have someone in my comments like, how do none of the guys think it's a baby shower? And I just said, I don't think it's a baby shower, but you jumped right in first thing out of your mouth. Hey, I think maybe it's a baby shower.
Was this in your stream last night?
No, I think it was a comment on the video.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that is funny because, you know, I'm a dad. And when, you know, when you see like new baby stuff, almost immediately I go to baby shower.
Yeah.
Right. Or
it makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah. But like, I mean, it's Johnny's obviously giving it to her. So it's not right. Like, it would be interesting. It would be interesting if it were like from Daniel, but obviously not. It's Johnny.
The other thing is like, the other reason, I guess, you know, just kind of analyzing a little bit more, if the reason to maybe say it was a baby shower is because this is a very specific item. This is something Johnny got.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
Right. So if it was kind of a random thing, it would be like Johnny would have to see something and be like, oh, that gives me an idea. Or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like this was very specific for a reason. But it could just be like, you know what? I need to buy him clothes. I'm getting him the badass onesie I can find. You know, it could be
there. You go. It's gonna start the training. It's basically a karate gi for the new moon, right. You know,
born kicking in the stomach and
exactly.
As well. So that's all eight images. Is there anything you want to go back to? Ask any questions you want to ask? We're still seeing Hawk's blue hair, very blue mohawk, very prominent,
very bright. Pictures. Yeah, mm-hmm. very bright. Yep. I think we covered everything. I have, I mean, there's questions we talked about. Is Kreese at Sensei Kim's dojo in South Korea? How did he get to South Korea?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a big question.
Be funny if they just don't answer it. Just because, of course, Kreese is there. Yeah, Kreese is in South Korea because like, reasons.
Because Kim was a business partner of Silver. Maybe she has access to his private jet. Mm-hmm. And they just sneak him out. So why not? But yeah, otherwise, I don't know.
Now, the other question I have is the way Hawk has his mohawk, the spikes, right? We mm-hmm. haven't seen that since season 3, right?
The full spikes, yeah.
The full spikes, because season 4...
Four, he had it in the beginning of 4, too.
Right, before it was shaved, and then we got Eli.
It was the red one.
Okay, and then season 5, he kind of not necessarily buzz cut, but it was short hair for mostly out, and then the full hawk towards the end there.
Yeah.
So okay, that's pretty much it. Yeah, no really uniformity in terms of like color tones. I'm trying to kind of be like take mental notes of like, you know, former Cobra Kai students as well. But the only thing really in uniform is when they're on the white keys with the white belts.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else you want to look over? I think that's kind of it.
Yeah, I think we covered the whole thing basically.
Okay. All right. So we've been teasing it. There's a super video that you recently made. It was almost like a documentary. It was, you know, like 27 minutes. I quite enjoyed it. I'll let you take it away. But when I watched it, I was like, holy, like the subtlety of the jokes as well. You know, like at one point where you, I think it was the same video where you talk about like, you know, just rejoice in the fandom because of, you know, you being right. And, you know, but yeah, holy shit, the research and the note keeping that you've done. Yeah. Talk about your Julie video that you just made.
You know, obviously I've been talking about Julie Pierce. I mean, since the end of 5, whenever we started focusing on going on to 6, you know, because it's someone we've been expecting to come for a long time. I haven't talked about her much, because I never felt like she was coming back too soon. There have always been people in the fandom. Oh, I hope she comes back. She comes back. But when we got to the end, going into the last season, it's like, well, it's kind of now or never. And, you know, knowing John, Josh and Hayden, of course, massive fans, they were always going to try and find a way to incorporate her. So I've been, you know, kind of talking about how she would come back in for a while now. And then as they've been moving towards production and stuff, looking more at also some direct evidence, things John said, implied, you know, other things, and trying to let's piece it a little bit together and see when, how is Hillary Swank going to come back? I assume she would be game for it. You know, Next Karate Kid basically launched her career. So it's definitely, there's a lot of nostalgia there for even personally for her. So I've been making videos for a while now. And so I took, so, you know, combed through everything and tried to put it together into the super video, you know, explaining, starting with just the basic theories. What role will Julie serve in a story? And that's, for what it's worth, I get comments like, well, I don't see what she would do in the CERT story. So what role does she serve in the story? And then what evidence do we have that she's going to return? And then going through, and then when she returns, then what are some other evidence? You know, does she impact the dojo? Is she fighting? Who is she fighting with? Sort of. So yeah, it goes through the whole sequence of all of it. Super video, Julie Pierce, Hillary Swank, Academy Award winner.
You know, you're about to say Academy Award video, you know, like on the
return. But come on, John, Josh, and Hayden aren't going to miss an opportunity to bring her back.
I got to be honest, it is some of your best work and some of your best writing. You know, it's 27 minutes long, you guys. Like, I find me another video that did that, you know, thorough of a research, and like all your points, I would be interested to see somebody argue a lot of these points and say, no, Watch Party is wrong. This is why I'm right. You know, that Julie Pierce is not returning. You know what I mean? That you point out so many things. You dug up an interview with MJS from season 3 to talk about like Elizabeth Shue, you know, and like what it meant to get her.
Yeah, they rewrote season 3 because they're like, we got to get her in as much as we can. Like, you know, and Elizabeth Shue is available. So they were able to, you know, use her for like a full week or so. You know, they rewrote season 3, and then we know they rewrote at least the first episode of season 6 now. And they might have even rewritten, because they shot one, but they might have rewritten several, right? So, because, you know, they had scripts obviously ready to go for the first couple because they were in production, and then it shut down. So I assume if they rewrote the first one, they probably rewrote 2 and 3 and, you know, whatever else too. So and that evolves because, as you remember, Hillary Swank also had twins last year. So
she sure did. And you know, like, it was so good. At some point I'm gonna rewatch it because I thought it's something that got me excited for the possibility, right? Like, we don't know if Hillary Swank is gonna be in season 6, but that video and the points that you made, I'm just like, you know, I'd be a little surprised if she makes like 0 appearances, you know, even if it's like one meaningful sequence in an episode, you know, we will see. But yeah, really, really well done on that video. Definitely check it out. You mentioned a video that's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Sean and Kenny. Yeah. Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that one, obviously. And, you know, Watch Party 1 on Instagram and X/Twitter for those follows. So I have nothing currently in the works. But if you kind of like what I do in terms of podcasting, I have recently reached the milestone of 10 years as a podcaster.
Congratulations. Thank you.
You know, like, I heard something early on that not a lot of people last 1 year, and that's just because life gets in the way. And I basically said, hold my beer. You know, let me see if I can go on 2 years.
The consistency more than anything is what proves it. You know, sometimes I'm browsing new podcasts. Let me find something, and I see a podcast, and it's got, you know, it's 2-3 episodes uploaded, you know, 4 years ago, and that was it. Like, you know, it's amazing how often you see stuff like that.
Right.
You know, people start and then give up, you know.
It's not easy. It is not easy. And, you know, I cover a variety of things. So like the people that first started following me on Nostalgic, which was originally Hydrate Level 4, you know, they're probably like, man, this guy's putting out like maybe one episode a year now. But, you know, I do so many other things, Cobra Kai, Twisted Metal. But I did record an episode prior to my 10 years to release it on the 10 years. And I had to kind of postpone the release because a lot of things happened. A very big thing happened on the day of my 10th anniversary, and there was no celebration. You know, that was going to be happening. So I will be releasing that episode late, obviously, a belated 10th anniversary, where Mariano and I, we, because it was my 10th year, we thought it'd be fun to go back and talk about movies that released in the last four decades, because I'm 41. So I thought mm-hmm. we'd go back 40 years and we would hit movies from 1984, 94, 2004, and then 2014. And so it's just like there's no structure or format. We just thought we'd get on the mic and just bullshit, you know, about movies from those years, you know. And
I
so,
have one in mind from 84.
Do you? Is it does it star a young man with a
who never grows up?
Well, I was going to go with but possibly finds like a mentor of types that's an archaeologist. That little boy.
Oh,
completely different movie. Yeah. Temple of Doom. I thought you were going with Temple of Doom. My apologies. So a lot of great movies from 84. We do start off with mm-hmm. that year. So that's going to be released on Podstalgic. If you just, I don't even know how long that episode is because it hasn't been edited. But if you guys want to hear us just kind of BS about some movies about those decades, just to, you know, kill some time, you know, if you're just looking for something to listen to, Twisted Metal will probably be the next thing I try to work on before we get to our next episode of Manly Moments. So mm-hmm. I might be tipping my hand a little bit, but I saw quite a lot of manly moments in season 5.
Ooh. Yeah, need to rewatch. So, I have my list, but it's open to revision. Ooh, so I gotta.
Well, there you go. We'll see how the Twisted Metal thing comes along, because, you know, there's no reason we can't record Manly Moments and put that out after as well. We'll just see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. So keep it subscribed, you know, to everywhere you listen to podcasts. You know, subscribe to YouTube, the YouTube channel, if you haven't yet already, Companion Network. And we got a new member in the group page. He recently found the podcast, who recently found Cobra Kai the show. I think he just put it off for a really long time, and after really enjoying the series, he found the podcast and said, I'm starting from the beginning, can't wait to hear the interviews and stuff. So he just recently found the group as well. He couldn't find it because the name had changed, and so he DM'd me and I just reached back out. So there we go, you guys.
Goodness, he's got to listen to like 2 or 3 episodes a day to be caught up by the time season 6 starts.
It's wild, you
get
know
on it, man.
Yeah, get on it. I would say, you know, get to the interviews and maybe get to the episode breakdowns as you get closer to the release of season 6. That way, you know, you kind of get caught up, you know, with all the things you might have missed on your first, second watch or whatever. Yeah. So that's going to do it. And until the next time, we will see you guys soon.
Thank you, by the way, awesome, for your man. Fandom. You've been great, man. You've been along for the ride the whole time. You've been cheering us on. You really get into it. You get the fans engaged. So you being here is important, and we really, really appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
So keep up the good work.
This has been a production of the Companion Network.